I have worked on getting a SANE program to the Valley, a sexual assault nurse examiner program. Right now, for most of our victims who are sexually assaulted, they have to go to Summit County or Grand Junction to get a sexual assault evaluation, an exam, because we don't have a program here. Those exams can take 4 to 6 hours, are very extensive and involve not only a medical exam, but also a full interview. They look at the evidence, what happened, what's there. They take pictures, but they also help the victim with health needs and questions about what happened to them. We have not had that program in the Valley since 2012 when it closed.
Why?
It closed because there was nobody championing the program. There was waning interest. The DA's office was not going to the hospital and meeting with the nurses and scheduling the nurses and talking to the nurses about how valuable they were. It wasn't a program that was widely known. The police officers weren't really using it. And so Valley View Hospital said, hey, this is expensive for us. The interest seems to be low. They had a meeting with the DA at that point. There was no opposition to it closing, and it closed. I'm hoping to reopen a program, a SANE nurse program, in Rifle with SANE nurses who can be called to come and do a SANE exam for our victims in our multi-county area so that we have local support for them, and they don't have to go out of county for this.
So would that be available at Aspen Valley Hospital as well as Valley View?
Aspen Valley Hospital does treat some victims. There happens to be a couple of SANE nurses on staff at Aspen Valley Hospital. And if they are available, that has occurred at Aspen Valley. However, they're not always available. And it was something that was done just because of the personnel that was here. Aspen victims would now, if they can't get it at Aspen Valley, they would come to Rifle for the exam, which is a heck of a lot better than going to Grand Junction or Summit County.
How much does a program like that cost, and how would it get funded?
Well, actually, the program that I'm developing is budgeted right at about $35,000 a year. The Garfield County Sheriff's Office, through Lou Valerio, donated $5,000 out of his budget to me to get it going. I've been using that money to pay a coordinator who is actually designing our program. I have then gone to the various hospitals and other agencies asking for money to be able to fund a program through the end of the year. I've gotten money from Aspen Valley Hospital, from Grand River Hospital, from CMC, from SILT PD. I expect to get money from Aspen PD, possibly Pitkin County, and other entities, Valley View Hospital, to keep this program afloat until we can get some grant monies. We're going to be applying for grant monies this September to then fund the program through 2017. After that, we'll look for some federal monies to be able to fund it. Now, what the program is a very bare bones coordinator who can coordinate the nurses to be able to be on call so that if there is a sexual assault, they can be called out. Then the police department pays for the fees.
What's your timeline on having this up and running?
I'm hoping to get someone in the position and working on September 1st. We don't have a lot of sexual assaults in the Valley, thank God. You know, it's both a blessing and a curse. Because we don't, it's hard to get the personnel here and to pay for it. But because we don't, we love to live here. So I don't want to give anybody the impression that we have more crime than we do, because this is a pretty safe community. But boy, when it happens, it's really nice not to have to send people all over the place and kind of re-victimize them.